my Bible.
This is the true word of God.
The word of God is true.
I believe what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
I believe God has given us this word.
I believe that God has given us this book.
So I can live a victorious Christian life.
Not just when I die.
But right now,
in Jesus' name,
amen
and amen.
I tell you, you know, I was rehearsing that last night. So, me and my wife was rehearsing it. And I told her, I said, hey, babe, I want to make sure I do this. And, I'm the type like this. If you teach me one time, I want to learn. Because it's all about spiritual growth. And spiritual growth is always one to come to the next level. And so that's where I am in my spiritual walk with the Lord. Always wants to come to the next level. But I do want to say this. I want to acknowledge the men that's out here this Sunday. I thank God for the men where the word of God says good and pleasant when brethren dwell together in unity. I tell you, we got some powerful men here at Word of Knowledge. We got men that come out and they pray. We got men that come out and teach the word. We got men that come out and serve. God, we thank you for the men, God, in Jesus' name. We know the women have their thing going, but God, I thank you for the men because I draw strength from my brothers in Jesus' name. Well, amen. Well, listen here. I know we're going to get started. The streamers out there, we're going to get started on this message. So get your popcorn if you're at home. Get your drinks and relax. Because I tell you, I got an anointed, powerful word that God has given me for the local body here, Word of Knowledge. So y'all get comfortable, Word of Knowledge. We're going to enjoy this word because the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to start building a foundation. I'm the type of person like this. I like to collect and build upon the rock, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So I looked at it and we had some powerful words that came across this month of May that I want to build on. It says, understanding the process of spiritual growth was by Elder Larisha. And she talked about spiritual growth is a choice. And then she talked about spiritual growth is intentional pursuit of God. Spiritual growth. That's what we all should want, right, family? We want spiritual growth. We want to pursue God intentionally. That means nobody got to tell us. We want to go after God with our whole heart. Then we had another powerful word that was coming forth called discipline for the purpose of godliness. And that was from Pastor Ron. And he talked about showing a controlled form of behavior that promotes spiritual growth and spiritual health. And then he tossed out spiritual health and fitness. And that thing went in me and it said, spiritual health and fitness. I think about when I go to the gym, I want to build my body up. And he says, spiritual health and fitness. Now, we believe in believers in here, so we need some spiritual health and fitness. So we look at the Word of God. I want to study the Word of God. I want to get the Word of God in me so when the enemy come up against me, only the Word will stand, right? So then I want the Word of God. Then I want spiritual health and fitness. I want to pray. I want to know how to pray. I don't need to pick the phone up and say, hey, brother, can you pray for me? I want to know how to pray myself. So spiritual health and fitness. Then I want to come out to intercession prayer. So if I don't know how to pray, I can listen to my brothers and sisters that's praying and can encourage me to pray, right? And then I want to have a worship life with God. I want to know how to worship God. When I go through things and things is not turning out, I want to, I can say, God, I worship you. God, I love you. God, I thank you. And then we worship God when we come here into the service. As a collective body, we worship just like Tyrone ministered this morning. God, I worship you. God, I worship you. You want to worship God. And then watch the rest of this month. Pastor Janice, she talked about in the month of May, the backlash of unforgiveness. The backlash of unforgiveness. And how God said Adam and Eve in the garden. Around Genesis 3rd chapter, verse 15, God spoke to Adam and Eve and told them because the things that they have done, they was being removed from the garden. for they disobedient unto God. And then she talks about how the unjust servant, that the master, he owed so much amount, and he didn't want to forgive the servant that owed little, and he went complaining and telling the other servants, y'all need to pay me back. But the word of God says, watch this. It says, God says in 1 John 1 and 9 says, we confess our sin. He is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then my precious queen, she talked about a season of growth at the women's fellowship. For the streamers that you didn't get that message, you need to listen to that message. A season of growth. And she talked about childish children and how God can trust you with the keys of the kingdom. And then she gave an illustration. She said, we got a young child in here named EJ. And I think EJ, between 2 or 3 years old, she said, you wouldn't trust EJ with the keys to go to the store to get you anything because he's still a child. But then she used Jada as an illustration and said, well, I could trust Jada with the keys to go to the store, and more than likely because she's mature, she can do that. It's all about growing up. So watch this. The word of God says, those who have an ear, saints, he say, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, right? So we want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. And then in the book of Mark, it talks about faith come by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God, saints. So I'm here to tell you, this powerful message this morning is going to challenge us this morning. And I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for us to move forward in what God has for us as what? As Christian, as believing believers, right? So I want to talk to you this morning about a subject that the Holy Spirit dropped on me. So guess what? I want to drop it on you. Okay, the title of my message right here is, are you free? Look at your neighbor and say, are you free? Or are you bound? Okay, remember that. We're gonna find out, because we're going to enjoy this message. We're going to enjoy this message because I guarantee you it's going to be enjoyable. So I'm going to tell you what free is. I looked this up. Free says release from captivity, confinement, or slavery. You're free, right? Okay, remember that. You're free. You release from captivity, you release from confinement, and you release from slavery. Remember that. Write that down, okay? Now, the definition of bound. Bound means confinement. Can't get out. You're confined. Restrained. Somebody has restrained you. Like when police put you in handcuffs, you restrained. Can't get loose. Or you restricted. I remember being in the military. Once we got ready to go on deployment, they put us in a certain location. You restricted to that area. You can't leave that area until you get ready to go for deployment. So you restrict it. I want you to keep that in mind. Okay, let's do some Bible traveling right now. Let's go to the book of John, the 8th chapter, the 36th verse. The 8th chapter, the 36th verse, the book of John. When you get there, say amen. Keep that in mind, what I talked about, free and bound. Let's go to John 8, 36. Amen. 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 For the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start reading. John 8:36. It says, if the Son, we know the Son, that's Jesus. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And that's the King James Version. Now, I looked at the New Living Translation, John 8:36, says, so if the Son Jesus, if the Son, I put Jesus in there, if the Son set you free, you are truly free. Okay? Let's go to that word now. Let's go to the word. You free and you're not bound. You looked at your neighbor, you say, I'm free and I'm not bound. The word of God says, if the Son therefore makes you free, you're free indeed. So the question I want to propose to you, if you're free and you're not bound, and we want to, I remember Pastor Ron's message, he said, a lot of people say, I want a closer relationship with the Lord. Didn't say a closer relationship with man now. He said, you want a closer relationship with the Lord. And the scripture here said, if you're free, if the Son therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed. Okay? And then we've been talking about spiritual growth. We're going to tie all of this in. We're talking about spiritual growth. I want a closer relationship with the Lord. If the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. Okay, so if you want a spiritual growth and you want a closer relationship with the Lord and you want to be made free, God, because he loves us so much, he gives us steps and process that we got to take, watch this, to grow up in him, right? Not be childish children, but we grow up in him. See, God wants us to enjoy the best life that he has for us, right? So if we made free in Christ and we want to grow up spiritually, then health and fitness, do you know we got to do that, which God is going to allow for us to partake of, for us to get to the place where we need to go to be blessed, to grow up spiritually, right? So just think about it just like this. We have two services, Sundays, Wednesdays, two services. And I think me and Deacon Holly, me and him, we talked about this. We have two services on Sundays and Wednesdays, but it was good because we always encourage each other in the word. So Sundays and Wednesdays, but we have Monday, Tuesday. We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But come Wednesday, we good on Monday. We can go to work, we're feeling good, we can talk, we can go to our fitness classes, we can do whatever we need to do on Monday, right? Come Tuesday, we still feeling great, we talking, enjoying and having a good time. But watch this, on Wednesday is Bible study. I ain't feeling good. I'm tired. I got a headache. Well, see, what did the word of God says? If the Son therefore make you free, you free indeed. Watch this. What we say free was? Free, I told you, was released from captivity, released from confinement. But now ask yourself, when you free, you don't allow the enemy, Satan himself, to put you back in captivity. When God did pull you out of darkness into his marvelous light and told you, if my Son Jesus made you free, you're free indeed. You got to come to the house of God to get spiritually fed. The word. Why? Because watch this. I don't know about y'all, but I was in the military, right? So when I joined the military, I didn't join the military to say, I'm going to do it Donald's way. When I came in, I found out the military was structured. You got up on time, you went to breakfast on time, you went to PT, or whatever the case might be, and you adjust and you adapt to the military. That's just the natural, right? But what much more our Heavenly Father want to give to us when we follow God's plans for our life, that we can grow up spiritually, that we can mature into the things of God, that God can call us out of darkness into his marvelous light And watch this. And Ella LaRusha said in her word, and she talked about the Great Commission. And that's around Matthew's, the 15th chapter, around the 26, 28 verse, when he talked to the disciple about go, therefore, and preach and teach the word of God that you've been taught. Now, when you was in the army, you represented the military. And if the military told you had to go off to war, you went off to war. But when you are a child of God and you're in the house of God, then you should want to go and tell others about who Christ is in your life, what God has done for you, to be a witness for Christ. And I looked at a situation, and I ain't even opened my mouth. But I went to get a haircut on yesterday. And as I had gave my barber tip and everything, she just started sharing with me some things that she was going through, how it's been raining, and how she feel like she don't want to get out of bed, and she know if she stay in bed, she going to get depressed. And I was like, God, why is this lady talking to me? I got to get out of here. I got to go get in my word tomorrow. But God's saying, watch this. It's because you're that light. And they see that light. They see how you represent, you come in and represent yourself in a manner of a way that they recognize the Spirit upon you. That's what God wants to do in our life, right? Then I want to talk about, let's go to 2 Corinthians 13 chapter, verse number 5. That's 2 Corinthians 13 chapter, verse 5. When you get there, say amen. And see, when the Spirit of God is talking, I'm always in the position to listen what the Spirit of God is saying. And I always want to be obedient to what he speaks to me. Sometimes, you know, we'll try to figure it out. Or we'll say, no, God, you ain't talking to me. But trust me, God is always talking. But are we listening? Just like God is talking now. But are we listening? 2 Corinthians 13 and 5 says, see, look what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. When I believe this word is saying examine yourself, see, examine yourself. You know, sometimes you say, well, I want to grow closer to God. I want a closer relationship with God. If you want a closer relationship with God, step up. Step up and step out. See, because when we on our job, we don't want to go to the same job and they pay us minimum wages for 20 years. We want to move forward. If I was in the military, when I was a private, I didn't want to stay a private for 20 years into the military. So when you want spiritual growth in your life, spiritual growth comes when you step out and start obtaining everything that God has for you. I want to come to intercessory prayer. I want to come to church. I want to come and fellowship with other brothers, other sisters, the saints. I want to come and make an impact because sometimes, watch this, you don't even have to say anything. All you got to do is just show up. Just your presence alone sometimes encourage one another, and we're family. Those who are streaming online, it's the same thing. We're family. In my family, it's the same thing. When you show up, God will use you at the level he wants to use you. Everybody, as my wife was ministering in her message, everybody is called. Everybody is called. When you gave your life unto the Lord Jesus Christ and you became a soldier in God's army, and you denounce the works of the enemy, Satan, guess what? You call into the sheepfold of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't kid yourself, the enemy has already served notice on you. He done already told his imps, Imp Jimmy and Imp Johnny, go get Tyrone. I want you to wreak havoc on his life. Why go get Tyrone? Tyrone ain't with us no more. He done gave his life to the Lord. He our enemy now. So I'm telling you, don't think when you sitting back and you not pursuing that closer walk with the Lord, that spiritual growth, when you're not pursuing that and you saying, "Nah, I'm good," you know what you're doing? You're mark time marching. And when you're not pursuing, you got one foot in and you got one foot out. I got one foot in the world and I got one foot in Christ. And you know what the enemy gonna do? He got assignment to sin. Pull that other feet out. Pull the other foot out so we can destroy him. Because that's what the enemy comes. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not playing with those saints. And we don't need to play with him. That's why when we come to intercession and prayer, we don't come in here playing. We come in here praying. We praying into the atmosphere. The demonic powers and demons will tremble when they hear the name of Jesus. When the prayers goes up, the blessings comes down. And said one could put 1,000 flight, two can put 10,000 flight. That's why we need everyone to come out. You know how powerful we will be at intercession prayer? You know how powerful it will be? And then guess what? That's when that spiritual growth come in. That's when that spiritual fitness come in. You got that prayer in you. And then when a coworker start, like Pastor Ron say, mouthing off or saying some things you don't like, you know what? You ain't even got to contend with him. You just go in your prayer closet. Start praying. I had a friend girl, me and my wife had a friend girl we went to church with. You know when people would start talking crazy and worldly type thing, she started praying. "You devil, I bind you in Jesus' name." They you call me a devil. She said, "Well, you're acting like one." Immediately, they get real quiet. They get real quiet. So I'm telling you, when you're getting yourself built up in the spirit and you want that spiritual growth, I mean, we all do. I'm not the only one. Y'all want that spiritual growth too. And that spiritual growth calls you to go to another level. I know Pastor Ron gave his testimony. He said, "Man, I had my cell phone and I didn't back it up." See, Spirit of God is always talking, back your cell phone up. He said, "I didn't do it," right? He said, and he lost his cell phone. But watch this. Look how good God is. Then he went to the AT&T store, the cell phone store, I'll put it like that, right? And the young man helped him out. Got all his photos back. I mean, precious memories. Come on now, you can't get memories back that you have took over the years with family members, maybe your grandkids and maybe your loved ones, and they probably gone home to be with the Lord. But you got the photos, right? And so this young guy helped Pastor Ron out. And I believe, watch this, right? See, this is when you're in tune with the Spirit of God. Remember I say God is always speaking, but you got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, right? So after he did that, this is this guy's job, right? But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Pastor Ron and said, "Bless him." And Pastor Ron blessed him, right? But watch this. Because Pastor Ron got that spiritual growth, he didn't say, "Oh, who is that talking to me? Bless what? This is this guy's job, man. I ain't finna get this guy no extra money." But he heard what God said. And then watch this. And see, because he got that spiritual growth and fitness, right? And he got the word in him, he recognized and realized what the word of God has already spoke to him in time past, that now that word comes back to his remembrance that God give what? Seed to the sower. So Pastor Ron say, "What? Bam! I'm going to give this to you. This ain't nothing for me, because God's going to give me seed. He's going to give me this back. I ain't worried about it in Jesus' name." But see, if you ain't got that spiritual growth and you ain't got that word in you, when you looked in your wallet and you to pull out that money, you say, hold on, that's too much. You the one back, "Oh yeah, here you go, brother. Here you go." Gave him about $1, $5. And, hey, I'm the pastor, word of knowledge. Let me give you a track. Come to my church. But he got that spiritual growth. And he recognized what that word says. See, when you live on this word, see, saints, I'm telling you, when you live on this word, man, this word speaks for itself. All you got to do is walk in it. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, this has been a blessed time in my life. And I'm thankful and grateful every day. Now, I want to get to this scripture. Let's go to Psalms 34 and 8. Psalms 34 and 8. Amen. I hope this word is blessing someone and encouraging someone this evening. Praise the Lord. The Psalms 34 and 8. Psalms 34 and 8. When you get there, say amen, somebody. All right, all right. We're going to get to tracking. Psalms 34 and 8. The word reads, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Man, I tell you, that word there speaks. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." See, we can't taste and see the Lord is good if we're not spending time in the Lord's presence. That's when that worship comes in. That's when that time of coming together comes in, that we can come and fellowship in the house of God. See, we tasting and seeing in the house of God. You might come in sometimes burned down, not feeling good, trouble, going through financial difficulty. Your brother and sister lift you up in prayer. You heard a right now word that brings you out that situation. Because, see, God know what you need even before you ask. But, see, if you stay at home, you can't get that. You know what the enemy going to tell you? Yeah, they're going to repossess that car tomorrow. You call the bank if you want to. Your credit ain't good enough. You ain't getting no loan. But if you come to the house of God will give you a word. God will give you a word. Don't worry about it. I got that. I'm going to take care of that. Even if they repossess that car, I got something better for you. I got a friend. You have a friend that you can call, got two or three cars in his house, can loan you a car. I've heard testimonies of a situation where a person didn't even have a car. They had just moved to a new location, didn't even have a car. And they came to the service, and the brother ministered the word. And after the service, the brother walked up to him. He said, "Hey, man," he said, "the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and told me to bless you with a Mercedes that I got at my house. Not a brand new Mercedes, but a Mercedes-Benz. Not no throw around junk, but a good car." See, this is what I'm saying. When you come to the house of God, you come with expectancy. That's why you come to release your faith. You didn't come to sleep on God. You didn't come to have your mind idle all over there. See, the word of God says, let those who have ear, let them hear. So you got to have a spiritual ear to hear what God is saying. See, a lot of times when you want to get out of your troubles or things that you're going through and the word is being spoken in the house, you turn a deaf ear to it. God says, "I can't help you if you don't hear, because you got to hear through the vessels that I use to preach and teach the word. So I'm bringing you your mail. I'm bringing you your answers, but you got to hear it. And then after you hear it, you just can't be a hearer only. You got to be a doer of your word, of the word. You got to go and do the word." See, we could sit in here and I can measure up against my wife all I want to and tell her I'm a good husband. I'm a good husband. I'm a good husband. But she knows I'm a good husband or not. I just can't say it. I got to do it. And so that's how it is with God. We just can't say it and try to measure up against our brothers and our sisters and like we there. Yeah, I'm at the same level you at them saying, "No, here I am, Lord. I'm standing in the need. I need prayer. I need encouragement. I need the word. I need to spend more time in the word. I need to get with a strong brother, a strong sister that encouraged me and challenged me to come up to another level. Not talk about me, not put me down. But see, that's why we family in the house of God. We need each other. We're better together. But when you don't think you need each other, that's why the enemy got you doing this. You retreating. God wants you moving forward in him. And seeing then once we recognize and realize that, guess what? we become free. See, sometimes we think we're free, but we're not free. Because when corrections come, and the word come, and it challenges us, and it convicts us, we allow the enemy to put us back in restraint and restrict us from moving forward. And we be in restraint, we restricted, we confined. And then we looking to the left and looking to the right, and we think everybody is against us. They talking about me. They probably said this. No, that's not what God is saying. God says, because I love you, I want to instruct you. Just think about it. I know with my mom, she had 12 kids. And when my mom sat and she talked, I listened because it was instruction, because I know she wanted better for us. And then watch this. Elder Larissa talks about spiritual growth is a choice. So when my mom sat and she spoke to us, and I had, it was 12 of us, right? So when my mom sat and she spoke, out of the 12, just start counting, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 out of 4 probably got it. Because this is a choice. She wants good for all of us, because guess what? She our mother and we are kids. But we got a choice. So it's the same thing in the Word of God. It's a spiritual, it's a choice that you gotta accept in your life that I want spiritual growth. I don't want to be bound by the enemy tactics and plans, because he's a deceiver. That's what he does. He's sly. He's deceptive. He's conniving. He causes division. And you know, sometimes when we don't even recognize and know it, but he's always at work. Remember what I told you? Them two imps that's trying to get Tyrone? They always busy. They always at work. And they waiting for Tyrone to slip. So when they can get a toehold, they can get a foothold. And then sooner or later, they got a stronghold on him. And watch this. Are you free? Are you bound? I'm going to tell you just like this. God ministered to you even before you move into a situation that's about to approach. Remember I say, those who have a spiritual ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I was in my study around about 12 o'clock one night. And I was just in there meditating up on the word. And the word of the Lord came to me. He says, Donald, this is how me and God talk. I don't go to God like, oh, Holy Father, precious Lord. He said, Donald. I say, yes, God. He said, hey, let me talk with you. Let's quit meditating. Let me talk with you. I said, what's that, God? He said, let me ask you a question. I said, what's that? He said, if a man owns abundance of things, whatever it is, but he don't have God in his life, what good is it? It's worth, he said, it's worth nothing. I said, okay, God, okay. Where's that coming from? You know what he told me? Stay humble, son. Stay humble. See, don't never think that you have always arrived. When things start going good in your life and you start getting blessed and God start giving you the things that you have sown and you're reaping the harvest, God still will come tell you, stay humble. Stay humble under the mighty hand of God. And I'm saying, okay, God, why are you telling me this now? See, I can't see what's down the road, but God does. So you know what? I got a spirit to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I'm grasping that word, and I'm holding on to it. So if I ever get to that position and the enemy comes up and try to use whoever to pull me out from doing what God has called for me to do, I can say, no, sir, you got the wrong person. I'm a child of the King. I'm in pursuit of God. I'm pursuing him with my whole heart. Now, how do you know? And how do you get out of this situation when you bound? Let's go to Isaiah, the 6th chapter, the 8th verse.
Isaiah 6 chapter, the 8th verse. Amen, amen. Isaiah the 6th chapter, the 8th verse. Let me know when you get there. I tell you, this is ministering to me right now. Hey, hallelujah. This is a good word. And it reads, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I," put yourself in there. "Then said Donald, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see that their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand it with their heart, and convert, and be healed." See, that's what God spoke to me concerning this passage of scriptures. What we talking about? Am I free? I'm bound. See, when I hear what God is saying unto me, the first thing I want to do, I want to acknowledge the call. That's when you know, hey, I'm free. I'm going to acknowledge God's call. God is calling me. And I know the announcement comes up and says, you know, we have openings in this church to serve in the house of God. And Mrs. Holly, Sister Delilah Holly, be saying, you know, if God laid on your heart in an area to serve in this ministry, you know, the Perlows is over there waving their hands. But just think about this. Acknowledge the call. It's something that God is speaking to you. It's one thing when you just come in the house of God Sunday after Sunday or Wednesday after Wednesday, and you don't give the affection and reverence to the house that you come in and say, I want to serve. I want to grow closer to God. I want a spiritual growth. I just don't want to become a member that's come in and out of the door. I want to be a part of what's going on here at Word of Knowledge Ministry. I want to do my part, that I feel a part. And then once you do your part, you feel a part, you get to meet different peoples and different auxiliaries that pray, that speaks the word, can encourage you in the word, help you walk in the word, and help you get that spiritual fitness that you need. See, acknowledge the call, because I know God is speaking to you. And I remember back when I was a little young kid, maybe about 10 years old, and I went over a friend's house, and it was storming and lightning. And my friend, he was a little minister at the time. I never will forget him. His name, Willie Gibson. If he's still living, I thank God for him today. And he was speaking to me and my brother. And the Holy Spirit hit me. When I say the Holy Spirit hit me, it did something to me on the inside. Because I got saved when I was probably about 9 years old at a sanctified church. I got saved and got baptized. But you know, I didn't know nothing. I was just still young. But at 10 years old, when he spoke this passage of scripture to me, and he was talking about Jesus laid his life down for us, he said, Donald, would you give your life for your brother? And the Spirit of God waking the spirit on the inside of me. And my life was never the same after that. All through my young years, from 11 all the way up to 17, 18 years old, I sheltered and protected my older brother. I was like the older brother to him. And he was like the younger brother. I wouldn't let nobody fight him. I wouldn't let nobody do him wrong. I used to always defend him. I had peace. In the midst of the storm, when they wanted to fight, I would come in, man, it don't take all that, man. Hey, take the marbles, man. We got more. Come on, bro. We got it. Hey, you could have a couple of mine. You like the cat eye? Take that one. Kept the peace. So I acknowledged the call. And then I look back over my military career. I'm sitting up there in Fort Hood, Texas, around the year of 1989. Probably at the lowest of my lowest. See, sometimes you don't know you're at your lowest until you look back and see where God has brought you from and where you're at right now. So you thought you was doing good, but you really wasn't. So I was at my lowest of lowest. I'm sitting in my living room. You know, the word of God says, oh, taste and see. I wasn't trying to taste God. I was tasting that Corona. You know what I'm saying? With that lemon in it. And then I was chasing it and tasting it with that Chevy's Regal. I'm being real. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm listening to Barry White. And, you know, here it is, the devil going to try to get in me. So what you going to do, man? You ain't got no money. You drinking. You ain't going nowhere. You know, in the army, you still an E5. And what's next for you? Then, you know what? I hear what the word of God said to me. God said, tell that devil. Watch this now. Tell that devil. I'm going to send you somebody to help you. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, tell the devil. I'm going to send somebody to help you. I said, who is that? You know what he told me? He said, I'm going to send you a godly wife. He said, I'm going to send you a godly wife that can help you get out your situation. You can get out the dating game. You can get away from the world system. You can get away from the sin nature, man. I'm going to do that for you. You know, here I am. Then that, here go the enemy, that Corona. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you what. If you do that for me, I ain't got no problem. I serve you for the rest of my life, God. Yeah, do that for me. Yeah, I'm the man. I serve you for the rest of my life. Watch this. Lo and behold, I go on my job. Mr. White, a Christian, gone home to be with the Lord. He said, he comes in and talks. He said, Sergeant Jones, he said, man, you a good guy, man. He said, man, you take care of us. He said, you know what you need? I said, Mr. White, what do I need? He said, you need you a godly wife. You need a wife. You need a godly wife. I said, what? I said, man, this kid must have been in my living room. So he said, I tell you what. I know this young lady. He said, trust me now. He said, I've been in this world long enough to know women. He said, this young lady always come in and drop her mail off. And I don't care who try to talk to her or say certain things to her, she politely speak to him and she move on out the door. He said, that's the wife for you. I said, what? Okay, all right, we're gonna try that. So the young lady comes into the post office. I hear Mr. White, I said, Mr. White, what's wrong? You know, something wrong with your throat? He said, Sergeant Jones. So when I looked out, I see the young lady. He said, me and Tom, we going on break. And so when I go up, make a long story short, I approached the young lady. We ended up going out to dinner, to a movie, and today, 31 years of marriage to that one woman right there. 31 years. I'm talking about acknowledging the call. So I acknowledge what God spoke to me. Watch this. After we got married, she was in the Word. I wasn't. I still had one foot in, saints, and one foot out. And watch this. And God brought back to my remembrance. He said, hey, hold on now. Hold on. Let's don't get this thing twisted, right? He said, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. He said, watch this. He said, we had this conversation. Did I not fulfill my part? When you gonna fulfill yours? And guess what I did? Asked my wife. I didn't have to go to Alcoholic Anonymous. I didn't have to sneak a bottle in the kitchen, underneath the counter drinking. I didn't have to keep a six pack in the car. I went cold turkey. I said, God, this is what you said. Okay, God, I trust you at your word. And so you know what? See, I know this word is good. This word is good because when I was studying this word out, and me and my wife was mad, my wife was going to church, she flowing in the word, and I'm struggling. Come on, man, I'm gonna help us out now. I'm gonna help us out. And I was struggling. But you know how we are. We got this pride thing going, I'm a man, right? Chest out. You ain't gonna tell me, you know, you ain't gonna make me look bad. So instead of me going to my wife and asking me what the word was saying, God would have me to get up at night, 10:30, I'm sitting in the bathroom, I'm studying the word. I'm reading, right? Right? Because guess what? I want that spiritual growth. I want to be a priest in my home. I want to know how to pray to lead my family. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm sticking this, studying that word. I'm studying that word. So now when we get to church, right? I had one of the brothers say, "Hey, Donald, guess what? I want you to pray this morning for the leadership." We used to all meet in the conference room, and we would have intercession prayer just with the leadership. He said, "Donald, I want you to pray for the leadership." Yeah, fear tried to grip me, but you know what God told me? "You made for this. You've studied my word. Acknowledge that call, son. Step forward. Don't go backwards. Don't mark time. Step forward." And I step forward and ask my wife, every time they want somebody, "Donald, call here, come on, Donald, come on." Because that's what God gifted you to do. What God gifted you to do, don't shy from it. Let him perfect that gift in you. Acknowledge the call. The next one is answer the call. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. When you get there, say, "Amen, amen, this is a good word. Amen, amen." The word of God, I tell you, it's an enjoyable, awesome word. And that's 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. When you get there, say amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7. Okay, we're talking about Samuel. He was a little young kid at the time. It says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to the priest Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.' So Samuel went and lay down in his place." See, I believe sometimes when the Lord calls you, when you acknowledge that call, answer it. Step up. Don't be afraid. Because God is launching you to a platform that he has for you. See, a lot of times we look at, "Well, I want to preach. You know, I want to be like the preacher." But you don't recognize or understand what a pastor goes through. To whom much is given, much is required. There's more pressure on this man of God. That's why I gleam. See, I always talk to Deacon Holler, and I tell him, I said, "Man, you know, in life, when you tell you got good friends, I'm here to tell you, you got good friends, they glean from you. Those are good friends. They glean from you. They want to learn from you. They pray for you. They understand what you go through. And they pray for you. They encourage you. But then you have the other type of friends that say they friends, they the three C's. They compare themselves against you. They compete with you. And then when it don't turn out the way they want to, they complain. Compete, compare, and complain. And I'm telling you, when you answer the call. Do you know God is going to equip you? See, the word of God, see, sometimes when we look at that scripture, the word of God says, "I never leave you nor forsake you." So sometimes when you say, when God tell you, "Well, I need you to do this," and you're looking around, "Well, who going with me? I mean, where's my husband?" God give you an idea, and then you try to pull other people's in that idea that God gave you. It might not be that group of people that he wants you to pull in. But if you step out, God said, "If you step out, I step in. I give you people that waiting for you because I've already spoken to their heart concerning what you're doing or what you get ready to do." And I'll give you an illustration. I said, "God, when I retire, I want to do a men's breakfast," because I was doing a men's quarterly luncheon before the COVID hit. I said, "I want to do a men's breakfast once a week. And I want to invite other men out that probably retired or able to come out to the breakfast. And we need to be able to talk about certain issues as men." Talking about when the last time you went for a colonoscopy? When the last time you had a heart checkup? When the last time you had your high blood pressure checked? You know, we could share and encourage each other in the word. Right? So I'm talking to, this is what God laid up on my heart. So I'm talking to a guy that's supposed to be doing a Generac on my home, and I'm talking with him, and he starts sharing the word. He said, yeah, Brother Donald, God laid up on my heart, I want to start this men's thing and get it up off the ground, and maybe we can, me and you, we can start and do a breakfast. I said, praise the Lord. I said, you must have been listening to my conversation. He said, what? He said, God spoke that to you too? He said, yeah. He said, well, I tell you what, I can come from Burnett, Texas, down in Austin, and I might be the only cream in between your Oreos, but I'm willing to come. I said, well, praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is, don't think that you out there alone in God when you answer the call. God is going to equip you. He said he'd equip you and prepare you for every good work, fit for the master's use. Because why he's going to equip you is because he's equipping you for the body of the saints so you can minister to the saints, that they can grow, that they can be encouraged, and they can come up. And just like what Pastor Ron giving me an opportunity to speak today, that's growth, this spiritual growth for me. Because God has spoke some things to me about stepping forward when I retire. But if I never get the opportunity to step out, when I step out there, guess how I'm going to be? I'm not ready. So, number two, answer the call. Let's go to number third point. Let's go to Psalms 122 and 1. Amen. Psalms 122 and 1. Let me get ready to wrap this up. Psalms 122 and 1. The word of God reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. See that minister to me already. I'm going to tell you, my wife will tell you, when it come time to come into the house of God, I tell her, quit. You ain't ready? You're going to get left. She'll tell you. She tell her friend, girl, I can't talk to her right now. My husband going to leave me. I ain't driving today. I got to get in this vehicle. I got to go. Because I'm telling you, I love coming to the house of God. I want to come. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want everything that pertains to life and godliness. I want it all. See what I'm saying? We make this confession. I don't want to wait until I die to enjoy the victories here on earth. I can enjoy it right now. But how can I enjoy it if I don't step out on the word of God and allow God to allow spiritual growth in me? And then once he do that, enjoy the call. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy. Enjoy the call that God has called you to. If you pray, enjoy. Don't let it be a burden. If you serve, serve, enjoy. When God calls you to serve, whatever you serve, you come in, God, I thank you. God, I thank you for my brother that showed up today. God, we're going to have a blessed time. God, we're going to break some bread. We're going to eat some pizza. God, yes, Lord. Yes, God, we're going to enjoy. We're going to enjoy your word. See, enjoy the call. See, when it's burden, see, once again, are you free? Are you bound? Because when you're not enjoying it, you're putting restraint and restriction on what God has already made you free in. And you allowing the enemy. It's not your brother, your sister that you're facing and looking across from. It's the enemy. It's keeping you bound that you can't even enjoy the goodness of God. When you come up in the house of God, it should be enjoyable that we can greet each other. Because when you go out in the world and you tell a person you're a Christian, they're going to be like, get away from me. They don't want to be around you. And they talking all this worldly talk. I know you can't be enjoying that atmosphere. Because I tell people on my job, you come in my office, hey, don't come in here with that type of language. I tell them quit. I ain't going to sit there and act like, but when you start talking about Jesus, don't talk about on religion. That offended me. So guess what? Get out of my office. Y'all ain't going to talk like that in my office. Get out of here. I ain't afraid to say. You say whatever you want to say. I don't like you, whatever. Okay, well, that's fine. But you're not coming to my office with that. Not that spirit. Let's go to Psalms 118, verse 23 and 24. And I'm going to put a wrap on this thing. I'm going to put a wrap on it. Psalms 118, 23 and 24. Remember we talked about enjoy the call. See, when you're walking in the things of God, you enjoy. See, one of my words, I walk in and I say this. This is what God dropped in my spirit. He always, you know, give me a word for an occasion. When I come around you, the most of the people can tell you one thing about Donald when I talk to you. My favorite word is blessings, family. I'm saying blessing family because I'm always thinking about, I want God to be a blessing to you. Not just to me, but be a blessing to you. That's why I say blessing family, and that's the way we should. We should walk in the blessings of God each and every day. Psalms 118 and 23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We should be glad every day, enjoying the call of being a child of the Most High God. Just not play on words, but enjoying what God is doing in our life. I believe a person in Jesus Christ can and ought to be the most fulfilled, confident, satisfied person in all the world. I believe that. The most fulfilled. Shouldn't lack for nothing. You should be fulfilled in every area of your life. You should be the most confident person that you encourage in others because God has delivered you into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we got the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that we win because Jesus won. And then we should always be satisfied. Because the word of God satisfies us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all I have. Bless you.
Come on, give God another hand. Praise. Amen.